We're going to stay in Pennsylvania now for the last story in our series on new governors around the country. Republican Tom Corbett comes into office with a big agenda and a majority in the state legislature to help him get things done. As NPR's Jamie Terabay reports, Corbett promises to crack down on corrupt politicians and cut spending while keeping taxes low.
Tom Corbett came to office with a promise that stopped just short of read my lips.
We're not going to increase taxes, we're not going to increase fees.
Pennsylvania's budget deficit is almost $5 billion, and even those in the GOP wonder how he can address it. As Corbett took the oath of office last month, steady snow sinking into his bright white hair, he spoke in broad terms.
We must restore transparency, accountability, and fiscal discipline. We will move forward with government and legislative reform because without it, there is no good government.
He's promised at least one major plan, privatizing the state's liquor industry. Pennsylvania is one of the few states with a monopoly on alcohol. Past Republican governors have tried to push privatization before, but they couldn't get past powerful unions, a Democratic-heavy legislature, and conservative Christian groups. Corbett, however, won't have any such problems himself. The midterm elections gave Republicans in Pennsylvania their biggest majorities in both houses in decades. Corbett and allies like House Majority Leader Mike Terzai are confident the new state budget will be on time and it will pass. Speaking inside the ornate state capitol building, Terzai is almost giddy talking about his new governor when compared to the man Corbett replaced, the larger-than-life Ed Rendell.
It'll be like, I hate to say this, but it'll be like an adult taking charge, you know? Like the whole Democratic administration under Rendell was just so indulgent on every front.
Democrats argue Republicans were just as responsible for overspending. And while Democrats like Representative Josh Shapiro say they plan to work with Corbett, they question how he'll pay for everything.
You're looking, no doubt, at significant cuts to public education if you fulfill your promise not to raise taxes and to cut $5 billion.
Education makes up about 40% of the budget. Shapiro expects other social services like economic development programs and environmental protection to also take a hit.
I think there's got to be compromise at the end of the day. There are many of my Republican colleagues who disagree with Governor Corbett's pledge not to raise taxes.
Corbett may not have a choice but to eventually raise taxes. Even if the liquor industry is privatized, Shapiro says that money may not even make it into this year's budget. The administrative reforms Corbett has talked about, like cutting per diems for lawmakers, will probably amount to several tens of millions of dollars, not a big dent in a $5 billion hole.
The state faces some pretty severe shortfalls from various programs which normally would accrue to it.
Terry Madonna is a professor at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster. He says Corbett has many financial problems. $2 billion in Medicaid money is gone. Federal transportation funds have disappeared, and the state's pension liability problem is $40 billion and growing. Still, Corbett is sounding optimistic.
You will never hear me say impossible.
Again, Governor Tom Corbett in his inaugural speech.
To say it, or worse, to believe it, would accomplish nothing. I see the possible, and I see a promising future for Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvanians will get to learn more about his plans next month when Corbett gives his first budget address. Jamie Terabay, NPR News.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can connect with NPR and your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.